Morning, the lesson is talking about power. And the lesson, the Sunday school lesson, did you guys know that you have power? Power for good and power for not so good. Each one of us has that power. And last number of weeks, we've experienced some of the life-giving power from you as a church to our family, as we're going through a hard time with a nephew. And thank you so much for that. It sure blessed us, each one of you guys. We can have, our words can have life-giving power or can have death-giving power. And each one of us has experienced what it's like to receive life and receive death from people's words. And each one of us has experienced giving life to others with our words and also giving death. And think about that this morning. Our words often show up what's inside. And sometimes we try to change our words so that our insides look different. And the challenge for us as believers is to allow God to change us on the inside. I'd like to read a verse, or a couple verses from James 3, and they're familiar. And I wonder if the author here was thinking about some of the passages in Proverbs as he was writing, because there's some connections that he may have been actually thinking about the words in Proverbs as he was writing this. I'll just read James 3, number of verses. Not many of you should presume to be teachers, my brothers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. We all stumble in many ways. If anyone is never at fault in what he says, he's a perfect man, able to keep his whole body in check. That's a pretty amazing statement. You can be perfect if you keep your words in check. When we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. Or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil. Among the parts of the body, it corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. Some pretty strong words about the tongue and the fire that can start from it. And he even refers to it as, relates it to hell, which isn't a nice place. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and creatures of the sea are being tamed and have been tamed by man. But no man can tame the tongue. It is restless. It's a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men. Who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers, this should not be. And sisters, can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. The author here is comparing our words basically are an expression of what's inside. Just like a spring reflects what the source is. And so as you think about the lesson this morning, what is your source? What are your words? Where do your words come from? Let's just pray. Lord, thanks for your word that challenges us and pricks us, pokes us. And I pray that you would do that this morning as we study this lesson, and that your spirit, Lord, would draw us to yourself, that we could reflect more honestly, more what your heart is to each other, and with our words, Lord, that we could use them for life and not for death. And thank you that we have this time we can spend looking into your word. I pray that you would be here with each of the classes, each of the teachers, drawing us to yourself. In Jesus' name, amen.